Update on the injury report. Tracy Porter did not participate today. Questionable for the game. Jacob Tammy, full, probable. Rather than bore you with all this, everybody's probable. Everybody practiced full after that. Any questions?
Well, what can you tell us about Tracy? What kind of conversations have you had with him?
I'm not going to tell you every conversation I've had with him other than, he did not participate yesterday, did not participate today. Our medical people, trainer, doctors are, evaluating him. It has to do with seizures, all right, and getting proper medication, dealing with that. This is not your typical football injury, sprained ankle, busted up knee. Really the player's safety is what's paramount right now. And so we still list them day to day, and we'll go from there.
Today, obviously, he wasn't out there today, but being able to watch practice, does that get him in a position where if he's cleared, he could go?
I treat this like any other injury. Day to day, I know gets boring for you guys, but in this case, it truly is day to day, and it's nothing to mess around with. I'm not going to deny him the right to play if he's healthy to play. So, just like any player, we're concerned, with their well-being, and we're not going to put them in a position to hurt them. So that's why he's day to day.
How'd Chris play when he had to fill in for Tracy last week, and then Tony, if Tony has to jump into more action again?
Well, we have a next man up, philosophy around here, and they stepped in and did very well, and we expect them to. They're on the 53-man roster. They're eligible to play, and, if they're on the active 46 for the game, anybody we expect to play, to be able to play, whatever their role is going in. We've had a lot of changes of those roles during games, so, that's what we expect. He's never out of the game. Like most great quarterbacks, they're always going to be in a position to win, whether they're, ahead, behind, and, the way they play offense is pedal to the metal. And so, he's put up great numbers throughout his career. He's very capable, and, so it's a tough test for us.
Have you tried a lot of different things against them over the years?
Yeah, some better than others.
In terms of the AFC West and obviously the big win you guys had a couple weeks ago, what is this opportunity like for you guys being tied with San Diego, knowing that there's also another in-division kind of game going on this weekend?
Yeah, it's still early in the race. There's still a lot of football left. We're not even at halftime yet. So, we're just trying to stay focused on the task at hand, and that week, and then this week, it's the New Orleans Saints right here in Sports Authority. So that's where all our focus is, and we'll worry about all that stuff as it nears the end of the race.
Thank you.